Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the show.
You know what today is?
Today is National Milk Day.
Got milk?
I should drink milk because it'll help me grow up big and strong.
Each year on January 11th, we observe National Milk Day.
Milk! It does the body good!
National Milk Day.
Celebrate milk today. January 11th in 1878, vendors first delivered milk in glass bottles in the U.S.
Happy National Milk Day.
It's showtime!
Ice cold milk and chocolate chip cookies right out of the oven. Talk to me. Talk to me about how much you love that.
Stop it.
I could do it now.
Stop.
It's 6:02 and I could do it right now.
I gotta tell you, I was all up in it until that little boy's voice kept coming back on. That is the most annoying sound in the world. The little old black and white kind of style little boys just used to sound real chipper. And it's like, shut up.
You gotta let these little things, you
know, I need coffee.
Yeah, you need about a half a pot, okay? Okay, coming up next, a couple of things. First of all, polar vortex alert.
What?
Polar vortex alert.
Sounds
temperature is going to drop out on us.
It was cold this morning. I got out of my car and I cranked it up twice, Dale.
Okay. Well, wait till midweek. Wait till midweek.
Are you saying there's a chance of snow?
I'm saying there's a polar vortex. I'll tell you more coming up.
I gotta know what that means.
Also, we're going to check our ice levels in our cups to see if we have any ice left. I'm betting we do.
All I gotta say is I have been super parched without my Stanley Cup.
You're unquenched.
I'm unquenched.
All right. Checking those water levels. We'll do a Facebook Live and do
all
that,
right,
too.
Well, we were sitting on a truck bed when it started raining.
Wake up with a Wolf Show, and one of my favorite little jams right now. I'm sure Annie would tell you that when we play this, I always turn it up loud.
He does. He likes that song.
In the studio, I do. All right, it's time to check and make sure. Let's see if we have ice, okay? We'll do the measurement in a minute, but I want to see, make sure we both have ice in our cups. Ice in the quencher, ice in the Yeti.
Am I opening it or just kind of shaking?
Well, we need to visually check and make sure. I don't want you to think that because your charm is clanking, you still have ice or whatever. You know?
Let me adjust my mic. Excuse me for a moment.
Go ahead. I don't have any adornments on my cup. She does.
Okay.
Or opening any accessories.
Mine. Ooh. I'm interested in what yours looks like after opening mine.
Tell me if there's ice. Tell me if there's ice in yours.
There is ice.
Okay, all right.
But there's a lot of water.
Oh, good. All right, so yeah.
Oh, my. Dale, I'd have to say, my cup looks like it has more ice.
Okay. All right, so if you just joined us today, maybe you've been out of town and you're coming back, what we've been doing is the craze over these Stanley Quencher cups that everyone has. We are doing a comparison because I have a Yeti that's similar to that my kids got me for Christmas. So we fill them up with ice. And just to be clear, the Yeti is smaller than the Stanley. So what we did was fill my cup with ice and put that exact same amount of ice into her cup. Because hers holds 10 ounces more than the Yeti cup does.
Yeah, so we decided to make sure it was completely fair.
Yeah, and we've left them in the studio sealed up. The temperature in here does vary, although the temperature in here goes up after we leave because the thermostat's automatic.
But we've had them sitting the furthest away from the vent.
Yes.
Together. And, as of right now, I'd like to check water level later.
I brought in these two clear cups.
So we can measure.
Easily see.
Watch it be more water than what's in those cups.
I never even thought of that.
We might have to get two more cups.
I never even thought of that one time. I may be stupid.
Maybe yesterday that might have worked. Yeah, well, after what I just saw in these cups, maybe not. But I'm interested to see water level wise because, like I said, looking in, it does look like I have a little bit more of a clump left than you do.
Okay.
But who knows?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and every time I start thinking about which one may win, I go right back to that video of the car fire.
I know.
And that cup in there with the ice still in it after the car fire.
But I do feel like Yeti's had some kind of situation similar to that moment, and ice lasted.
I've seen a Yeti cooler comparison. You know, there's all these different coolers, and I've seen the comparison. Somebody just did it in his garage, put the ice in, and the Yeti won on those comparisons. You know, they had the Magellan, they had the Arctic, and all that other kind of stuff.
But that was the cooler, not the cup, so we shall see.
We'll see, and we'll do it on Facebook Live in just a few. Luke Combs now on The Wolf.
My big brother rode an Indian scout.
Every time we play that song, I always try to think to mention, I haven't done it yet. You know, he mentions that J45 guitar, which is a Gibson guitar, which is a famous guitar that a lot of famous people have played and continue to play. And if you buy that guitar new, they're anywhere between $3,000 and $4,000, which is a pretty penny for an acoustic guitar. You know, when you think about it, you can buy an Epiphone or something else that's a little less expensive.
I just think it's wild instruments are that expensive.
Oh yeah, crazy expensive. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. A little nugget for you, no charge.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show on 93.1 The Wolf. It's night.
Polar vortex alert.
What vortex is this? Okay, I gotta know.
It's just a convergence of weather systems that makes a perfect storm for really, really cold weather.
Oh.
So it's coming in to the eastern part of the United States. Depending on where you are, you'll be 30 to 50 degrees below your normal average temperature for this time of year.
Oh, my goodness.
In some areas, the wind chill will be minus 50. All right? So, for us, a week from today, we'll be waking up to 16 degrees as the temperature, not including the wind chill.
And this means, you said there's... You know me. If it's going to be that cold, it better snow. And
it's
you're
not.
Telling me it's,
no.
It's just going to be that cold.
The only thing you could possibly get during weather like that is like flurries. What my dad used to call wind snow.
I'm telling... It gets that cold and my hands like get cold and I am angry. I can't explain it.
Here's what's going to happen. We're going to be at 16 when we get up on next Thursday morning. Then it's going to warm up a little bit for Friday. Then the bottom comes back and drops out again on Saturday with an overnight low between 13 and 14 degrees over the weekend.
Why didn't I plan this cruise for that week?
Yeah, it'd have been perfect.
When I go on my cruise, it'd be the one week that it's like 60 degrees all week.
If you hadn't heard, Annie's got a days away in February. She's going to be going on a cruise, a seven-day cruise, and getting some sunshine and relief from the cold. You know what's going to happen? When you're gone, we're going to have a record warm spell. It's going to be like 70 degrees. You know how it is here. It does that kind of stuff all the time.
That or it'll freaking snow.
Yeah, we'll get a 6-inch snow while you're gone. It'll all be gone when you get back.
I'll be angry. I'm going to tell you right
you
now.
You will be so ticked off.
That's not the only thing that would ruin my cruise.
It did what?
It did what?
While I was gone. We'll have pictures for you and everything about how beautiful it was, like a storybook.
Oh, God. We didn't get the internet package either, so I won't find out until I got home.
I tell you what I will do. If it does that, I will go over to your house and take pictures of the outside that you could use on your Christmas card next year.
And you will be very appreciated.
I'm here for you. I'm your buddy. Who's your pal?
Della is my pal.
Time to get up. Glad you joined us here this morning on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Going to measure that water and that ice in those cups here in just a few minutes, and we'll do that live on Facebook.
I know they say you can't go home.
You're the only girl in my...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:34. There's a lot going on. But even if you don't follow college football, Nick Saban has retired at Alabama. And evidently, Dabo Swinney has already been hired as the new coach at Alabama. How long did that take?
2 seconds.
3 hours?
Look, Nick Saban, I want to say, is probably one of the greatest coaches of all time.
He is.
But I feel like it was really time. Like, when to step away? You guys are making too much money as it is. All these jobs. Yeah. Overpaid.
Highest paid coach in college sports. in history, making killer money. I don't, there's no obviously information about what Sweeney's going to make, but that didn't take long to hire him, did it? So anyway, what time, let's tell everybody what time we're going to do the Facebook Live to measure the water level in the cups.
Maybe like right after our 7:05.
Excuse me. Okay. All right. So just after 7, you got to make a plan to be here. We're going to find out how much water's left. We're going to find out who's winning. She seems to think that the Stanley Cup has more ice in it than my Yeti does right now.
Just by looks. I'm not just saying it because it's my cup, but right. Just by looks, it appears that I have more ice left than you do.
All right. So anyway, we'll see if the Stanley Cup lives up. As we pointed out yesterday, the Stanley Cup is American-made. The Yeti is manufactured in China.
And we've all seen how the Stanley Cup reacted in a fire.
Yeah, I keep coming back to that. In my visual, that's what I keep coming back to. Did you tell me yesterday that some kids being bullied because they did not have a Stanley quencher?
When I tell you I'm enraged, Dalo, enraged.
It enrages me just to hear that and even think it's real.
So I saw a couple of things. I saw a video of a mom who was talking about the fact that after Christmas, she got her daughter a Stanley Cup because she thought she wanted one. And then after Christmas, the daughter was like, "Oh, Mom, thank you so much. Now I won't get made fun of anymore." And she was like, "What?" And then I saw this other lady. She said she purchased a cheetah print tumbler from Walmart for her 9-year-old daughter. And she came home from school upset because girls in her grade made sure to let her know that she wasn't carrying a real Stanley Cup.
Oh, no.
And that hers was fake and not as cool. And I literally have lived this life. This has happened to me. And as a sixth grader, I could not believe that these kids were making fun of me. I didn't have a cell phone. And this is when we all had almost like the classic Nokia cell phone, just a flat brick phone. Black and gray.
That was the time they were all getting smaller.
Yeah,
Tic Tac boxes.
Yeah, but like it was nothing. I don't even know if we had snap phones yet, you know, foldable ones. And I remember, I could even name one of the people I remember for sure who gave me a hard time about it.
They're
like, you don't.
Now, call them out.
I'll give his initials, DM.
All right,
anyways.
Up yours.
he gave me a hard time. I remember him saying, "You don't have a cell phone?" Everybody's like, "Oh, you don't have a cell phone?" And I was like, "Do I need one? I mean, we're in sixth grade, folks."
I'm 12.
So here I am. Like, I've been very aware for a long time. So I'm sitting there like, okay, I feel less than. I feel less than now. Didn't think I needed a phone when, in fact, I was probably the only sixth grader who actually did need a phone because I was going to an empty house after school with no electricity or anything, waiting on my mom to come pick me up when we were in between homes. I probably was the one sixth grader who absolutely needed a cell phone. I remember crying to my mom in the Verizon store saying, "Mom, everybody else has one. Can I please get one?" But yeah, so... You know, this lady's like, "Do I think that a 9-year-old needs a Stanley? No. Do I have one? Yeah. But I don't have 50 Stanleys in all different colors, and I'm not going to go to Target and fight one. And I don't think she needs one. Can we afford it? Yes. But do I think that she needs one? Absolutely not." And all I got to say to all this is have these almost what would feel stupid, but stupid and hard conversations with your kids. Whether your kid's the popular kid or not, please remind them that these things don't mark a status. These things don't mean anything. A cup is a cup.
Stupid cup.
Yeah. A stupid cup. I could have a cup that's $50 more than the Stanley, and you're going to make fun of me because I don't have the Stanley? Yeah. Stop it. We had plastic water bottles that you threw away in school. Like, we didn't have I just want people to, I don't know. I know you can't keep a toll on your child and what they do and how they act at school, but if you have any inkling that your kid is like this, please have a hard, hard conversation with them because they're out here ruining lives. They're out here making people feel less than. And I don't also speak with your children who you may think is the one getting that bullying from people and remind them that they're not less than because of something. It doesn't mean you have any more status than the next.
We had those hard conversations and even before it ever came up, don't you ever, if I ever hear of you bullying anyone, if I ever hear you're making fun of someone, if I ever hear it, you are going to get it like you've never gotten it before. My kids never did it. My kids were great with other kids. They were never that way. And I'm not bragging on them. It's just a fact. But I'll tell you a quick story. When I was a kid, there was a tennis shoe that came out from Adidas. Adidas was a fairly new brand, but there was a shoe came out called the Adidas Country. It was a running shoe made famous by a famous guy who was a famous runner, wrote a big book on it. His name was Jim Fix. Anyway, I wanted that shoe so bad because everybody had the shoe.
Right, right, right.
It was a white shoe with three green stripes. Now, my shoes came from Payless, okay, when I was a kid. I got the whatever shoes from Payless or whatever. They had a shoe that was a knockoff of that that had four green stripes on it. I wanted that shoe so bad that I got the Payless shoe with the four stripes, and I cut the one stripe off and took it off.
See, and this is good. That is awful.
It is. But awful. I will never forget that. It is imprinted on my brain.
I have never understood the influence that other people around you will have on you like that. The chokehold you'll be in because it's like everybody else has got it.
And it's easy to say to your kids, don't worry about that. It's nothing. Well, it is something to them.
Their entire world is what goes on at school. That is their entire life as of now. They don't have a job, et cetera, et cetera. Their entire life is the 8 hours they're spending with these other kids in this place.
Their little problems to you are their big problems.
Right.
And, you know, I will never forget cutting the stripe off of that shoe just so I wouldn't hear it from the other kids about my knockoff shoe.
Yeah. Yeah. No one should have to live like that. As long as you're dressed, as long as you have something to drink out of. I mean, I don't know. And it sucks that kids don't understand the way how hard the world is already.
Yeah. You know, what was it somebody said to me? You know, it's like, I don't want my kids to have to deal with that. They're going to find out that people suck soon enough.
God, right.
You know, it's so true.
Just a little reminder if you got a kid or grandkid, talk to them.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. New music. Bailey Zimmerman, Where It Ends. This is where it ends.
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
Three,
today's
two,
top
one,
three,
go.
So, McDonald's, actually, I've never heard of this. McDonald's is bringing back the double Big Mac.
Good Lord.
And apparently it was out 4 years ago. I don't remember there ever being a double Big Mac.
Yeah, I don't go to McDonald's often enough to keep up with it, but that's a big burger.
My go-tos are a Big Mac or Nuggies. And so a big Big Mac, is that what we're going to call it? A big Big Mac? A double Big Mac. What a waste. It could have been the big Big Mac.
It's the big Big Mac Mac. Double Mac Big Mac.
The double Big Mac. For all beef patties and topped with pickles, shredded lettuce, finely chopped onions, a slice of American cheese, and that Big Mac sauce, who nobody can recreate. I don't care what Pinterest says.
So it's for all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah. It says get ready to make your best Scooby-Doo or Shaggy impression taking a bite of this thing.
My favorite line Shaggy ever uttered was, really? I gotta tell you, you really know how to build a better mousetrap. You know Scooby-Doo. You know the episode.
So this came out March 2020. It also, that's when they had the Little Mac that had single burger patty topped with Big Mac sauce. I live 2020, okay? I have PTSD like everybody else from 2020. And I guess there was so much other things going on that this literally was forgotten about.
I guess.
So yes, it will return. I don't see a date, but it will return. Yeah. Moving on. I keep opening the wrong page here. There is Walmart has this thing on their app. I thought it was the coolest thing. And if you suck with coming up with recipes, or you just hate the whole grocery shopping after finding a recipe thing,
yeah.
If you have the Walmart app, there is a place on there where you go to it to look for recipes. And when you find a recipe you like, you can just hit add to cart.
And it'll generate the list.
All the ingredients in your cart. And I thought, wow. First of all, getting the ideas for what to make is one of my hardest jobs. But literally, then you're having to go through and figure out what ingredients you have at home or don't, or if you need it all. It's just like, oh, nobody wants to make a list on top of it. So it's just seamless. And I got to say, thank you, Walmart. Thank you for that. And I'm not a Walmart girly, but that makes me want to be.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a great feature.
I'm just like, I was looking, I lost my post. I had maybe a little bit more details, but that's basically all you needed to know about that.
You know what? The first thing I think of when I hear something like that's possible, I think of all the back end work that had to be done to make that work. Somebody put a lot of time into making that happen.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's, yeah, somehow you, you know, build that recipe and then link it. I just, that's wild how, in the, you know, here's another way of using the internet for good.
Yeah, exactly.
This was a good thing.
And we need more of that, by the way.
Absolutely. And last but not least here, I never thought this would happen, but finally.
Bucky's is coming.
No, we talked about that.
Oh, okay.
But finally, Harris Teeter is bringing back, do you know what I'm going to say, Dale?
No.
The free sugar cookies.
Really?
Yes. Finally.
About time, Teeter.
That was one of my favorite. I loved, like, as a kid, getting a, you know, getting a cookie. And then my kid loved getting a cookie, too.
Sure.
And so,
I love getting a cookie.
And they were always good. If you got them when they were, like, fresh and they had the little soft center.
Shut up.
Oh, man, Harris Teeter, your sugar cookies are delicious. So, you can find them again up near the bakery counter. You know, they got that little kiosk-type thing that holds the cookies. And please, don't put your grubby little hands in it. Use the dang tongs.
Use the thing.
The little sleeve, whatever you got. But, yeah, yay, free cookies.
Okay. Coming up about 7:05, we're going Facebook Live. We're going to compare how much ice is in my Yeti compared to her Stanley Quencher. And we're going to measure the water out of there, too, just to be sure. It's coming up at about 7:05 on The Wolf.
Yeah. This town ain't got no nightclub. Have mercy.
Wake up with The Wolf Show. It's about 7:06. Going to compare what's left in the cups this morning. If you just joined us, you've been out of town or whatever. We, the fervor over these Yeti cups,
the Stanley
cups. And I have a Yeti that's similar that I got for Christmas. We decided what we would do is compare and see which one kept ice the longest, her quencher or my Yeti cup. Now, the difference is 10 ounces of capacity and the whatever type of insulation they use. I don't know, but what keeps coming back to my mind is that car fire where that Yeti cup still had ice in it after the car fire.
He means Stanley.
Sorry.
His brain is Yeti.
It's very confusing.
He's Team Yeti. I'm Team Stan.
Right,
Stan,
because
so.
I want my cup to win.
But yeah, so Dale does have the smaller cup by what he said, 10 ounces. So 2 days ago, Tuesday, we took Dale's cup, filled it to a certain point with ice, and put it in my cup, and then refilled his with the same amount of ice so that we were even. As of yesterday, it was looking neck and neck. We were definitely matching on the ice amount. Today, I don't know. I want to say not so much, though. It's looking like I may have a little more ice left than Dale. So we're going to put it to the test.
All right. For those of you pulling for the Yeti, keep pulling. There's still a chance.
So should I?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and do it.
I want to push my mic here.
Yeah, I will. Let me turn that one on. There we go.
Hello. Okay, there we are.
Charm.
Perfect. So, hello, Facebook Live. We're going to dump out these and see who has more. Now, the Yeti, again, 30 ounces. Ice was in at 10:25 a.m. on Tuesday. Mine, 40 ounces, same time for the ice.
So okay. Since 10:25 on Tuesday, it's been in there, and we still have ice in both cups.
Now, I will say, for purposes of Facebook Live and for you, Dale, I will show you what we got going on in the cups.
Okay. She has both cups in
I'm
her hand.
I'm going to show them to you.
She's
here.
Oh, there's still a fair amount
there
of
is,
ice
there is.
In
now,
each
let
cup.
Me show Facebook Live real quick.
Showing the cups. Both lids are off now.
My phone. Hard to do with a tangled up cord. Hey, good morning. Here is the inside of the cups.
Both cups still have ice.
And neck brought, and neck, really, though.
And we brought some clear cups in here to pour the water into to sort of kind of measure which one. We can just hold up the clear cups to see who has the most water in the cup.
Okay, I'm taking Dale's first. I might have to use two. I'm going to try to keep the ice in there.
The contest will not end today because there's still ice.
Right.
We'll only see who's ahead. Oh, man, that cup is filling up. She's filling up. It's one of these little clear cocktail cups that you would get at a party or something, and it's filling up.
I was trying to go slow enough that I don't spill all the ice out of it. Well, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and go to a second cup without filling it to the brim.
All right, so we switched. This is coming out of my Yeti, going in now to the second cup. And there's still about an inch or so.
On the first cup. I figured I'd fill it to the brim after I got it out.
So we're getting about 2 cups worth of water out of my Yeti.
Yeah.
Going into these cups.
Let me put these. That's Dale's. This is the Yeti. Scientific purposes.
Yeah. Next, the Stanley Quencher that she has.
And my lid. I keep dropping it.
She thought when she looked in it, just visually checking, that there was more ice still left in her cup than there was in my Yeti.
And I am dropping small pieces of ice out of my cup here. I'm going to fill mine up a little bit more there. Okay, there's one full. So I'm going to... Okay, now let me add to yours to make it even with mine here. We're going to get real technical.
She's going to even off the first cup so that they're exactly the same. And then we'll compare the second cups side by side to see which one has the most water in it. Did you get them even? They look pretty even from here. I mean, as close as you're going to get.
And we both still have one cup that has a little smidge of ice in both of them. But as you can see.
Now the official comparison. We're on Facebook Live.
Here is Stanley's amount left.
Right.
Here is the Yeti amount. And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know about y'all's eyes, but my eyes...
Stanley's in the lead.
Stanley's in the lead. And now if you'll look at the ice in the cups left, Dale.
Oh, yeah, you've got more. You're going to win.
Look at that.
There's how much ice
is left in mine compared. Here's Dale's. Here's mine.
There you go. And look, I'm telling you.
That's almost all the ice still left.
Yeah, it's a substantial amount more. There's no way the Yeti's going to hold up on that. So, I mean, we can already declare a winner here.
I guess we could.
Yeah, the Stanley Quencher. Maybe by double.
Yeah, I get my Stanley back.
Yeah.
Around here fast is how the grass grows.
Wake up with a Wolf Show. Usually it's my dreams that are recurring and odd and all that, because I've had this one dream, 3 different dreams about the same woman. And the oddest part of that was she spoke to me as if we were living in that time, and she's explaining to me that this is a dream, but we'll meet eventually in the real world.
So, and for me, you know, I love dissecting Dale's dreams, and I never have them. I have nightmares sometimes, and I'll remember them, but then I forget them shortly after. This one, though, yesterday, I am shooketh over this dream I had.
Okay.
And so, okay, so I went to take a nap, and... I need to add this detail in, okay? I took my bra off before the nap because anytime I've ever fallen asleep in any form of elastic or a bra, I have a nightmare. And so I had gotten woken up from the couch and went to the bed yesterday for my nap. And I said, screw it, I'm taking the bra off. And so I did. And I went and took a nap. And I had a hard time falling asleep, okay? But I'm in the stream. We pop into this place, which I'm assuming is my in-law's house. But it doesn't look like my in-law's house. But the way they're treating it, it's okay. You can assume it's their home. And it's my mother-in-law, Cindy, myself, Danny, Frank, and a completely random friend, our friend Kate Clodfelter, who we don't hang out with like that. She just happened to be up in the dream. And there's this other girl. And I don't know who she is, but I see her. She has short red hair. She reminds me of the best friend in Stranger Things that died in the first season, whose name I can't remember either. But if you watch that show, you knew who I'm talking about. This is exactly what she looked like. And so we're outside. You know how dreams are. They drop you in somewhere. We're outside on their patio type thing. And I walk up to this girl out of nowhere, who's just there out of nowhere. And I'm saying something about, do you know where so-and-so is? And they're like, no, I'm not sure. And I said, so have you seen them? And so nonchalantly, she's like, no, I haven't seen them. I'm blind. And she walks past me, just again, nonchalantly, and she just sits down in a pile of mulch on the ground.
This is the redheaded girl.
This is the redheaded blind girl. And so Danny looks at me, and I look at him in the dream. And he just is like, okay. So he walks over and he plops down next to her so she doesn't feel alone, right?
So now her and Danny are both sitting in the mulch.
Yes. And so again,
are you doing?
I watched it happen and then I walked away. I went inside and talked to Kate because I'm like, do you know this redheaded blind girl? I have no idea. And I don't know her name. So that's why I just refer to her as the blind girl.
Was the redheaded blind girl hot?
If you've ever seen Stranger Things, you know what the redheaded friend looks like, and that's going to answer your question. If you want to Google that, you can Google that.
So you left Danny out in a pile of mulch.
His mother-in-law was out there. He decided to comfort her on the ground because we didn't know if she knew. She had just plopped down into the ground.
Okay.
The pile of mulch.
She's blind.
Because she's blind.
Right.
So Danny, being the empath that he is, joins her. So anyways, I go inside and I'm kind of like, who is this blind girl? And Kate's like, I have no idea. And I'm like, okay. And you know how dreams, they jump. And so next thing I know, my mother-in-law is going to the bathroom and she is going to take a shower and use the restroom. And I, out of nowhere, just bust up in on her. We don't have a relationship like that, okay? I would never go in the bathroom with her while she's trying to change
clothes. So in the middle of everything, she needs to go to the bathroom and take a shower.
Okay, dream. All right. And so I walk up to her and I'm like, Cindy, and if you know Cindy, she can't hear very well. She had chemotherapy with cancer, and it's just kind of affected her hearing. So it's a joke now. It's like the blessing. You know,
we joke. Okay, right.
She can't hear. And so I'm walking up to her, and I'm like, have you seen the blind girl? And I'm trying to get the words out, but I guess my mouth was so dry in my dream. Like, but in real life, I couldn't open my mouth to talk. It was like cotton mouth just sticking together. You know, I couldn't get my words out. And she's, of course, like, what? And I'm like, have you seen the blind girl? She's like, no. And again, I don't know why nobody knows her name. Next thing I know, I see this white truck just coming towards the house because I guess there's a window in the bathroom on the main floor and I can see it. And I'm like, what is going on? And it slams right in front of us, but no impact. And I'm looking and I'm seeing the redheaded blind girl climbing her way out of the car. And I'm like, who let her drive? And slowly I'm remembering things about her that she can see very little. So she can see like lights and movements, but she is blind otherwise, legally. So I walk out of this bathroom into the little nook behind the bathroom, which doesn't exist. This is nothing like my in-law's house, right? And I see that the truck had come. She drove through the house. We didn't feel an impact. We didn't know. She drove through the house. My mother-in-law comes out and just kind of shakes her head and is like, oh. And I'm like,
is your mother-in-law naked out of the shower?
She had like a shirt on. I was at the toilet, bent down beside her. And I'm like, have you seen the blind girl?
So you're down on the floor beside her while she's using the toilet.
I'm telling you, this is the wildest dream I ever had. I lived 1,000 years in a 15-minute nap, okay? I wake up, and again, I am shooketh, and I'm parched. And I'm like, because that was the end of the dream. Because I woke up, I was clawing to get out of there. I come out of the bedroom. Danny's sitting there. I said, honey, does your family know a redheaded blind girl? He's like, what? Every time I've had a dream that I don't remember, but I'm remembering now, she's been there. And every time it's your family. I said, and every time she's so nonchalant about being blind, like everybody's already supposed to know this about her, and it always takes me for a loop in the dream. Like this, oh no, I'm blind. Just walks to the mulch and sits down. Like,
is there anything else physically? Is she tall? Is she dressed? What's she wearing?
I don't remember any details. Redheaded blind girl. That's all I can think. can remember. And someone was like, why don't you ask her name? I said, because I barely dream as it is, and I don't have control over my dreams. But yes, I feel like I spent 1,000 years in this very short moment. I came out and said, what year is it? Who am I? How long was I asleep? And it's like 15 minutes tops. And I'm like, I'm never taking a nap again. So I guess I'm going to dissect my own dream and try to figure out who the sweet, nonchalant, redheaded blind girl was.
Yeah, I also want to know why you're in the bathroom sitting beside your toilet.
Celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And here's hoping if you wanted that Stanley Quencher for your birthday, you got it.
Yes.
Celebrating today, happy birthday to Amy Hopkins of Burlington, Sebastian Tucker of High Point, Christopher Hicks of Winston-Salem, Amber McBride of Walkertown, my buddy, known him since kindergarten, Seth Hart of Kernersville, and he's getting the day off today for his birthday from the family business for Scythe
Auto.
All
right, Seth, good for you.
That's right. Henry Penix of Pofftown celebrating along with Amber Smith of High Point. Wyatt Goodman of Bear Creek is 50!
Not the kind of person who lies about my age. I'm 50 years old and I like to kick and stretch and kick. I'm 50. 50 years old.
So happy birthday to you, Wyatt Goodman of Bear Creek. Henry Penix of Pofftown celebrating along with Emily Fuller of Trinity, Matt Garner of Burlington, Daryl Myers of Walnut Cove, Diane Vicks of Lexington, Zachary Metcalf of Thomasville, Ashley Smith of Summerfield, Courtney Lambert of Advance, Brenda Sharp of Yadkinville, Melissa Elliott of Reedsville, Bradley Cogg of Trinity, and Michael Sumner of Winston-Salem is celebrating today. Love to have you on this list. You can get on now or get on for that birthday that's going to be in a couple months. I don't care. Just get it on the list so you don't get missed out on. 336-799-WOLF is the number to call or text, or send us a little DM on Facebook at 931TheWOLF. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Ouch.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. And Annie has been pouring through her dream book, trying to analyze that dream that she had yesterday doing her nap. And she seems to be finding out more about my recurring dream than she's finding out about her own.
I guess because mine was so weird. I mean, that's got to be why I can't really find anything on it. But we will start in a section I didn't realize was in here. And that was that there's 5 different types of dreams. And basically, there's a word called clairaudience. It's the opposite of clairvoyance. And it means clear hearing. It's the faculty to hear with the mind's ear. So words spoken to us in our dreams should be taken literally, because such spiritual communication can show us how we should be when awake. You can get the best out of your future by understanding what a dream is saying to you pictorially and verbally. So Dale, I guess, you know, I'm trying to keep going back to your dream, because mine, I just think it was a silly nap dream. I don't know how much meaning was behind the very short dream I had, but you have so much detail and remember so much from these dreams, and it's been at least 3 of them, right?
Yeah, there's been 3. The weirdest thing about the dream is that the same woman is in this dream every time. She's dressed the same every time. And then the first one, which was the weirdest one, is where we're sitting talking and she says, oh, we'll eventually meet on the other side. And I said, what do you mean, when we die? And she goes, no, in the physical world. This is the dream world. We'll eventually meet on the other side in the physical world. That is weird.
Does she look like Gal Gadot? Because I'm sitting here reading about ordinary dreams, and, you know, you take the things from your subconscious, it becomes the thing in your dream. And I know you love Gal Gadot. I honestly think that this lady is a melt of all the women you like, because you like Selma Hayek and Gal Gadot. And I just feel like this lady is a melt of all the women that you find attractive, because of the dark hair and the way the figure sounds, you know?
She may be. I don't know. I'm just thrown by that one thing that she said in the dream, because I've never heard that before. It's so odd. It's like you're actually sitting there physically speaking, because she's referring to two different worlds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is wild, too. So it sounds like, you know, you've got clairvoyance and clairaudience with your dreams. For mine, and if you missed it, it was just a wild, crazy dream. There's this girl who I have now realized I've seen her in other dreams that I don't remember any of the context, but I always remember her as the nonchalant redheaded blind girl.
That's the interesting thing, that she keeps coming up and she has red hair and she's blind.
And she says this to me, like in this dream where she just was like, I don't know, I'm blind. And then she's just like, well, it's like, oh, okay, like, what do you say to that? Even in a dream? So, you know, I've been trying to decipher things, and my dream book particularly has like a definition, like a glossary of different things that, you know, come to light in your dream, like colors and you know, kind of if there was an earthquake in your dream, or you saw rain, or you were in a forest, or whatever it is. So I tried to go to colors and find and do red, and I still don't really know if this means anything. Red says supernatural forces are leading you to happy, passionate, and sensual love. Well, good luck to my husband.
maybe he's getting some vibes.
I mean, maybe, you know. And then only other things that really resonate after everything I was looking at is that I remember distinctly looking out the window when she was driving the truck towards the house. And it says, you'll be viewing life in a much happier frame of mind. New opportunities that beckon could lead you on a path that continues into the distance of time.
Do you have any redheaded friends? Do you know any redheaded people?
Nobody that looks like this girl, or that's very close to me in life, that is like that.
Do you like red hair?
I have a strong opinion on red hair, but I don't think that has anything to do with my dream.
That redhead people are crazy?
No, I think redhead people are one way or the other. You're either absolutely gorgeous or you're absolutely not attractive at all. There is no in between.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it. but it says a woman in your dream may be a wiser part of your own nature, expressing that you have a life mission to accomplish. Your attention may be drawn to a future result or event open to new options. And it says, if you like the woman, she shows that you possess perfection and bringing out the best qualities of your soulmate. If the woman is monstrous, yada, yada, yada. I don't know the woman. I'm not attracted to her. I don't really know if I could consider her beautiful or if I like her, so to speak, because I don't know her. Every time she's this new person again to me. All I can think is that I've had some inner thoughts lately, some of my own, like, life dreams and the way, you know, I'm doing things with work and in my life. And I'm just wondering, because it's been weighing so heavily on me, I've been getting up earlier, trying to accomplish things in the day. And I just wonder if that kind of mixed with maybe something I had. I don't know. I had a Krispy Kreme donut. So
okay, see, there you go.
Could have been the glaze.
Could have been the yeast in the donut.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Who really knows the factors here? But I will say that I've not been stressed lately. I've been trying to de-stress and find more balance in my life and work towards a bigger goal for myself when it comes to my occupation and you know, how I do things at work. And so I wonder if it's just a matter of that, and maybe some of these things pieced together is what that is for me.
You just keep studying on that.
But I also don't dream a lot, so when I do get them and they're weird like this, I'm confused.
By the way, hottest redhead ever, Sarah Rafferty, who played Donna in Suits. Just want to throw that out there. New Country, Neon Union. It's This Side of Dirt on The Wolf.
Today, two, top one, three, go.
Well, if you've ever taken a bite out of a Big Mac and thought, boy, this could really use some more meat. McDonald's has decided to beef it up, literally. They announced that they are taking that Big Mac and multiplying the meat by two. And this is a returning menu item.
It's the Big Mac Mac.
This is the Big Mac Mac. It's called the Double Big Mac. Four. Count them, four. Berger patties.
I got to do a little extensive research and see what's involved.
And they say it's a return after a four-year hiatus. Now, it came out in March of 2020, and Dale and I are both befuddled by this because there was also like a Little Mac that came out too with one patty.
What?
And we're like, we don't remember this. And we just assumed that there was so much else going on in March of 2020 that we didn't remember this.
Would you like to hear my extensive research?
Yes.
The Double Big Mac, which is returning to McDonald's, contains 45 grams of carbs.
Oh, here we go.
45 grams net carbs, 46 grams of fat, 43 grams of protein, and 767 calories.
Oh, man. Ugh. Hey. I just need McDonald's to sell Big Mac sauce. I need them to brand it like Chick-fil-A does and sell it at the Walmarts.
You like that sauce?
I do like that sauce. Okay. And every time I try to make a Big Mac salad at home, it's never right because the Big Mac sauce is not the Big Mac sauce.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder why.
It's not just Thousand Island. Kiss my foot. All right.
So you get, what, is it three or four patties on there?
On the Big Big.
Four all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles on a sesame seed bun.
Booyah. Yeah. Moving on, this is a pro tip. If you like Walmart, shop at Walmart or have the Walmart app. Or a pro tip if you don't like searching for recipes and then buying the ingredients. The Walmart app. If you go to the tab where like the menu and click on groceries and then click on recipes,
yes,
you will see a ton of recipes provided to you by Walmart. And I saw game day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, etc. categories. Pick a meal that sounds delicious. You can then pick a serving size, 2, 4, 6, etc. It'll show you the price per serving. And then all you have to do is click on add to cart and every ingredient, down to the salt and the pepper, baby, if you ain't got it, is added to your cart. From there, you can remove the items that you do have, like the spices and stuff, but it adds everything for that recipe right there into your cart for you to, you know, go and buy or, you know, order and pick up.
The internet being used for good.
It is. And what a time and time saver. It's a game changer.
I'm with you when you said earlier, I'm not really a Walmart girl. I'm not really a Walmart guy either. I prefer the Walmart neighborhood market if I'm going to use it.
Yes.
But this would make me go there for that very reason, if I had a recipe that I wanted to make.
Yeah, I would. I'm actually going to probably try to utilize this for at least maybe one meal, just something, one of the recipes I really like. Maybe.
And just to check it out.
Just to check it out. And then, of course, I'm absolutely going to do pickup. I am not going in.
Okay, all right, pick up.
Not going into Walmart. All right, last but not least, I teased it up a few minutes ago, but something that you're going to want to get a taste of again is coming back to the Harris Teeter. And it's pretty exciting and pretty nostalgic. And after a three-year hiatus, because thanks, COVID, they're bringing back the sugar cookies to all Harris Teeter stores. This started yesterday.
So you can go today and get your free cookie.
And I have been shopping at Food Lion for the past couple weeks, but I'm going to go back to Harris Teeter just for the cookies. Because I guarantee my son don't remember that. Even 3 years. He's 5, so he was 2 when they stopped doing it. He don't remember he got free cookies.
He's going to be wowed.
Stoked.
Yes.
Can't wait.
All right, so I'm going to Harris Teeter today to get some stuff. No doubt about it.
I
don't even need stuff.
I need you to take a video. Go to the deli. Take a video, because you know that's where they're going to be. The deli section, that little clear box that says free cookies. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm all over that.
And they're going to be fresh, Dale. They're going to be fresh and soft.
I hope they're warm.
That's a big hope.
That is a big hope. It's not going to happen. Hey, one more thing I wanted to tell you that's going to go away. Fruit Stripe gum.
I saw that. That was going to be on a list here.
Piece of my childhood gone.
I mean, to be honest, it was gone within 30 seconds of popping it in your mouth anyway.
Yeah. You know, the flavor lasted 22 seconds. That's right.
That was actually their slogan. Flavor that lasts 22
Full
seconds.
Full flavor for 22 seconds.
Baby, I see them boys.
Congratulations to Kane Brown and the missus. They have 2 daughters now, and they got another baby on the way, and they revealed that baby is a boy.
Yay!
So, we got a little brother coming for the sisters very soon. All right, so we've tested the ice retention on the Yeti and Stanley, and the Stanley has been declared the winner.
Yes.
Probably double the ice in the Stanley than there was in the Yeti. The video is up on our Facebook page. You can watch it where the actual measuring was done.
We had some people questioning some things, and I don't know, maybe it was missed, but we'll reiterate here. Yes, my cup is 10 ounces larger than Dale's, but when we did the ice test, I told Dale, I said, let's fill up your cup to the rim with ice and put it in my cup. And then you do the same thing for yours, and that way we fit exact same amount of ice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, more ice would probably kept it colder longer kind of thing. And then, you know, I didn't pay some buku amount for this cup. This is a standard $40, $45 Stanley cup.
And to point out, the Yeti cup is about $2 cheaper than the other cup with 10 ounces less capacity than the Stanley cup has.
And if we're comparing further, his was made in China. Mine is made in America. I don't know how much of a difference that makes.
I have no idea what difference that makes. Also, the water that's still in the cup, we did not drain the water from the cups at any point until today. So once that water's in the cup, that water, obviously, a warmer temperature than the ice, and it's going to start melting that ice.
And there was a significant amount of water, more than... Really, the difference you could really see was when I poured the ice into the cups. But really, the water, too, I mean, by landslide, was almost a cup and a half, where mine was maybe a cup and a drip drop.
Yeah. So just when you thought we couldn't take this any further.
We are. Experimenting.
We are going to now test the heat-keeping capabilities of the cup. And we are going to use water that we run through the coffee pot and pour the exact amount into each cup, seal them up, and then we will check the temperature periodically through the show tomorrow.
I probably won't do the straw this time. We'll close it up without the straw.
Right. So then we'll see which one has the best heat retention. My guess is that the Stanley will exceed expectations.
And, you know, we kind of started this. We know there's so many cups, so many dupes, but Dale happened to get this Yeti for Christmas.
We thought, why not? Let's test them. Because this, the furor... I mean, people are crazy about these Stanley cups. They're busting down doors to buy them. You can't buy the pink one.
Right. You know what we should have done? We should have put the off-brand Stanleys we got yesterday from somebody into this mix.
See, just
we
again.
We should have done the Wolf cup that we have as well. The
again, just when you thought we couldn't take it any further, we're still figuring out ways to do it.
But yeah, no, I like the, and you know, I told somebody, because someone's like, oh, you should try this one, you should try that one. It's like, well, I'm sure there's videos of comparing all these things that people have done on YouTube and TikTok. But this is just our little own experiment with the cups that we have on hand.
The ones we use every day.
So yeah, we're going to see which one is going to keep that coffee or hot chocolate or whatever, or the soup, hotter longer.
Right. Because let me tell you, with the polar vortex coming, you're going to need a hot beverage handy.
Hot bevy.
Because here's what's going to happen. The temperature's going to drop significantly. And this time next week, overnight lows in the mid-teens. Daytime highs, 20s.
And there'll be no snow.
No.
I hate it here.
She's going on a cruise next month. It'll probably snow while she's gone.
And will.
Connor Smith, it's Creek Will Rise. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Danny, I told you that one of the things you don't like about going to Sam's Club is something that's going away.
And I can't put my finger on what it is I said I didn't like about Sam's Club.
They also do this at other stores where they stop you and check what's in your bag or cart before you go out. You know, they go and they check it out. They have someone standing there waiting to see if, you know, you're trying to slip something out of there or not. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. Because, of course, you check yourself out.
Well, Sam's Club is going to stop doing that because they're going to be using AI technology to scan the carts. Aims to save time for customers and improve the overall shopping experience. They're in the process of implementing this now. So there'll be some type of scanner where you're leaving out. It will automatically scan your cart and then see if it's all kosher.
See, and honestly, leaving Sam's Club, that really never got under my skin because there are big items and it is easy because you don't have to take anything out of your cart. You know, you could just easily use a hand scanner or whatever. So I get it. They scan your receipt. They scan three things that match. What I don't understand is why we have a store, and I would call this a huge box store. So many people are shopping there, and you guys literally have less than like 10 self checkout lines. Take up some more room with some more checkouts, for the love of God. I don't want to, that's my issue. I don't want to shop somewhere that it took me a long time to shop in because it's a big store and I'm trying to make right decisions, and then have to wait in a long line and then have to wait in another line to get out the door. It's just, I hate all aspects of it. Well, it's unenjoyable.
I know that some stores, like Walmart, are trying to go to all self-checkout, you know, where there are actually no human beings in there operating any kind of cash register.
They can't do that with alcohol and people scanning up stuff wrong. They can't do that.
I agree. See, I have a view of these self-checkouts. If you've got a huge buggy load of groceries, don't go to the self-checkout. That's for people who are in, want to move quickly.
Yeah.
Don't go in there with a buggy rounded up.
I consider that like 15 items or less is good for a self-checkout.
15 max.
Max, yeah.
You know, you just go in there and you get through there. And it's people who just, I know there are people who will not deal with another person. If there's any way to avoid dealing with another human being, they're going to take that route. Rather than having to speak to someone, talk to someone, interact with someone.
See, I don't like checking myself out at the small checkouts. I don't want to check. I would rather, like, I was at Food Lion the other day, and the one in particular has four little self-checkouts.
Right.
I hate not having something to set everything out on so I can move my cart and then put things in my cart back as I go. You get a little tiny, what is it? Not even like a desk size side to this thing.
It's like a podium.
Yeah, the small scanner, and then you get one or two bag things on the other side. There's nowhere to set anything. Yeah, it drives me nuts.
It's a small shelf.
It just takes forever to check yourself out
and
when you got a bunch of stuff.
Something always goes sideways. It's something
like you scan something twice, and then, of course, you're able to delete it, but you have to wait for confirmation from somebody to come over.
Punch your code in to make sure it's right.
So stupid.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good at all. But Sam's Club going to stop the checking in when you go out and replace it with the AI technology to scan the car.
Yay, what could go wrong there?
Thomas Rhett.
It was always hotter than the grease. She. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
I'm John Party with another chance for you to win a totally private concert with me in Nashville. I'll see you soon.
The keyword is little, L-I-T-T-L-E. That's little, L-I-T-T-L-E. Go to the website, 931wolfcountry.com. Enter that keyword to be in the running. Only got another day to qualify because there's a brand new, totally private 2024 concert starting Monday. Little, L-I-T-T-L-E. Go to the website, 931wolfcountry.com. Enter that word and get in the running for the John Party concert for you and for your friends. Taking care of getting you to Nashville, the show. Take your selfies, talk to him, take your pictures. Memories to last a lifetime awaiting you.
You've been doing that 9-to-5 straight line.
Woman who is there for me religiously.
Wake up with the Wolf Show on the way out. Katie's on the way in. Hey, are the Easter peeps already in the grocery stores now? I don't
know. Oh, God, I hope not.
Peeps got four new flavors this year. They are Icy, Rice Krispies, S'mores, and Sour Peeps.
Plot twist, they all just taste like crap.
Yeah, just in, they still taste like crap.
Yeah.
Have an awesome day today. Another chance to qualify for this fantastic trip to Nashville for you and for your friends to John Party coming up at 11:30. Tomorrow, we're still testing these cups. It's the Yeti versus the Stanley tomorrow in the heat retention competition. We'll start that tomorrow morning. We'll be able to close that out before we leave tomorrow, by the way. So get ready for a thermometer test tomorrow.
I hope you have a thermometer, because I don't.
Please remind me to bring my thermometer in, or okay. I will never remember to do so.
I will try my hardest.
Say goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye, Annie.
Have a great Thursday. Enjoy it. Leave you with Kane Brown, and I Can Feel It on the Wolf.
I can see you by the bar, skinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.